We're gonna swim, bike and run in the corner sun. Breakfast with Bob. Oh yeah.
Poncho Man! This is Breakfast with Bob. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by AS Myoplex, Okta One One, Polar Velofix, Normatec Four Seasons Hualalai, and MEO Power Breather. Our next guest, let's see, 27 pro wins, 58 podiums, three-time USA Triathlete of the Year, two-time top U.S. finisher, Kona 2013-2015, and sixth place last year, Mr. Timothy O'Donnell. More important, brand-new dad.
Thanks, Bob. Great to
you
be back.
You brought Izzy, her first Izzy, Breakfast with Bob
this
appearance.
This is her first Breakfast with Bob. It was a little bit of a catastrophe getting out the door. I spilled my water bottle all over my shorts while we were driving down the road. I had to make a U-turn and put on a clean pair of pants. So, but we made it here, Bob, and we're happy to be here.
I love it. So back on the island again, working with Mark Allen. Talk a little bit about from when you come off a race. It's funny. Sixth place a number of years ago, you'd be jumping up and down.
Right.
Now you come sixth, you're like, sort of an off year. What are the plans for this year?
The plans for this year really address my weaknesses. And I think I wasn't too smart on the bike last year. I came off of the front group, but I used a little more energy than I probably needed to.
Burned a few matches.
Burned a few matches, absolutely. And just didn't have it on the run. Body wasn't there. And to be honest, last year I kind of had a feeling things didn't go that well. I crashed my mountain bike in July. And
body's a little tweaked.
I didn't get the training in Frankfurt. Went really poorly, and I didn't get that effort that I wanted to get into Frankfurt last year. So, this year, just trying to do everything right, really working on my run. Patrick made it quite obvious that you have to run fast if you want to win this race moving forward. So, I've been really working. Had the help of Greg Bennett back at home in Boulder, so he's been coming out for my quality runs.
Oh, that's great.
And just having somebody there yelling at me and putting me in the mindset of the race has been really awesome. And I'm excited to really try to put together a good run this year.
It's funny when someone like Patrick Lange goes 2:39, that changes everything, right? Then there are people like, okay, that Annie's been raised. We know someone can run sub 2:40 now. So it seems like the whole group, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal, but it's not. Everybody knows we need to be running that fast to win this race.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you look at 89 and Mark and Dave. I don't think either of them had run under 2:50, and they went and ran, 2:40s with transitions.
Nobody'd ever run sub 2:45.
So, you can make that jump in one race if you've done the proper training and you have the proper mindset. And I'm hoping to make a jump like that this year.
So now that it's been a number of years you've been working with Mark Allen, what has he brought to the table? How's he changed your game?
I think Mark has just brought a new perspective for me, and now it's been a couple of years. It's not really a new perspective, but it's something I've been really able to adapt to and embrace and become stronger from.
Right.
Not only training and being in control of my heart rate and my effort, but becoming a stronger athlete mentally as well, and being able to kind of focus a little bit more where I need to be, particularly on that run, and be able to just be in that space and not too stressed about my surroundings, especially when it's a hot, humid sun.
How has been being a dad? How has that helped?
It's been beautiful, Bob. Yeah, Isabel is awesome. She's just starting. She's only 7 weeks old, but she's just starting to interact a little bit and smile, and she's just been a bundle of joy. And luckily, Rennie's been taking the brunt of all the baby caring. So, if there's anybody that knows how to win this race, it's Rennie, and she's been very, very good at allowing me to do what I need to do to win the race. So I've been in the guest bedroom the last couple of weeks, and she's been on night duties, but I have a feeling that's going to change on Sunday the 15th. Probably want to cross the finish line.
Here's a few diapers for you, Daddy. Get your shot at it. When you look back at your career, what do you look at as your best day, racing?
Last year wasn't the result I wanted, but the effort I put out, I was really, really happy with.
Yeah.
I got popped on the bike at 90 miles, fought my way back up to the front of the bike, was running in third at the start of the run and had a really bad patch, lost like 3 minutes to the guys, fought myself back up coming out of the energy lab, was right behind Ben in fourth, and then had another dark patch and fell at, another couple places, but, the effort, the mental effort to stay in the game and the tenacity I showed, wasn't my best result, but I was really happy with that race. And, obviously the year before, getting on the podium was a special moment.
Pretty special. What is it about, obviously, you know, Rennie's won this race three times. You've been here so many different times. What is it about this place that's special for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, it's a big part of, for Rennie and myself, of our story, our relationship, and just how we've grown together. And, you know, we've really worked as a team every year, you know, better and better as we come here. And I think as we've grown here in Kona, our relationship has grown, which is pretty cool.
How does, besides being the mom, how does Rennie help you mentally for this race? Because she, you know, she's come off the bike 14 minutes down and run her way up. What, have you guys chatted strategy at all? Or is women's race just so much different?
Yeah, I mean, the women's race is definitely different. I mean, Rennie, in terms of strategy, she's always only had one. You know, like, run really fast and run everybody down.
So it's a good strategy.
It's a great, strategy if you're running 250. Yeah, but for me, obviously, being a strong swimmer and playing the tactics of the men's race, it's a lot different. But, I mean, we were in the car yesterday and just kind of was quiet. Just, windows are down. You know, we're just kind of driving. She's like, it's going to be a big effort. You know, you got to be ready for big effort. And so it's just kind of like, you know, little check-ins like that that help me stay grounded and realize, you know, what I need to do on Saturday.
So when the transition for you, because you'd been a very successful Olympic distance guy, did you always have it in the back of your head, I'm going long, and this is sort of graduate school a little bit, but I'm going to be moving on from here?
Absolutely. I knew, I always felt a little bit like a fish out of water on the ITU racing. And I think it was just a matter of time before I was at the point in my career where I could come over and to long course and,
yes,
and make it happen. But I have a picture from some, I think it was the Honolulu World Cup, like 2005 maybe.
Yes.
And it's me and Jan running together.
Wow!
And I'm like, this picture is great because I'm running in front of Jan, you know, but he's probably
laughing
me in that race, you know, like the picture doesn't tell. I was probably running like a 40-minute 10K and getting lapped or something. But
you know what's funny about that is the only I2 race he ever won was the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so he was good, but he really blossomed when he moved here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, I'll take it.
A gold
medal is
not
too shabby.
No, but in terms of that consistency, in terms of showing, you know, obviously winning the Olympics was huge, but just that he's been just immediately was right up there on the podium.
ITU is hard too because you can have an unbelievable race and get like seventh. Now you can get like 17th and have this crazy good race. You know, well, the competition's so good. You know?
That's this race too.
Yeah,
right, because the field is so deep.
Yeah. I mean, this field is definitely deep, but over 8 hours, a lot more stuff happens to guys.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I was running backwards last year. I for sure thought I was going to end up in 30th, but. You know, just holding it together a little bit, it's surprising how much carnage goes on in the race, you know?
Right. So, we haven't had an American win here since Mr. Tim DeBoom back in 2002. What would it mean to be that American guy? And we've got yourself, we've got Ben Hoffman, we've got Andy Potts. Seems like we have more top guys than we've had.
Yeah, I know, I know Ben is really gunning to be that first guy to break that, 15-year streak of not winning here. For me, it's more about achieving my goal. You know, I've set out to be the Ironman world champion, and that's my goal. And you know, I think a lot of guys, including myself in years past, have hoped to win this race. They come in, they land on the island, they're hoping to win this race, but they're not prepared to win this race, you know, mainly mentally. So I feel like this year I've really prepared to win this race, and I'm hoping that's going to be the differentiator from my races in the years past.
And that's when you have someone like Mark Allen, that mental side of it becomes huge.
Absolutely, yeah.
Love it. Tim, thank you so much for taking time. I'm sorry, Mom. Timothy. Timothy O'Dowell has been
our
guest, everybody. Again, Breakfast with Bob and Poncho Man.
Legend.
Thank you, buddy.